Welcome to February 6th, Pray Today Challenge. Have you ever had anyone tell you that you don't do a very good job of stopping and smelling the roses? You heard that phrase before, or have you ever told anyone, I think we need to stop and smell the roses? This is something that God has been working for some time, the last few years probably for me, is I get ahead of myself so often and I look and see where God's taking our church, and I very seldom allow myself to stop and smell the roses or to see what God has done. I want you to think about this in regards to your walk with Jesus. Now, maybe you're listening to this and you're just now starting a relationship with Christ. But I think for most of you, and I think this will apply to you too, but I think for most of you out there, you have been a follower of Christ for at least a period of time, and you are not in the same place as you were when you first started in your faith. And so this is something I want you to think about today. When's the last time that you looked back instead of just looking forward? And we certainly need to look forward and see where God wants to take us. And I talk about that often. But I think sometimes we need to just stop and smell the spiritual roses in our lives. To look back and say, I'm not where I want to be, but look where I've come from. There's an old quote, I've read this over and over again, that says, I'm not where I want to be, and I'm not who I should be, and I'm not who I could be, but thank you, God, that I'm not who I used to be. And I want you to think about who you used to be. Don't spend too much time there. Who you used to be, and look at where God has brought you. So for those of you who are guilt-ridden and guilt-stricken and guilt-motivated, I want you to pause and say, these habits, this way I used to talk, this way I used to act, these things I used to do that dishonored God, I don't do anymore. And I'm going to choose today to praise God that I'm not who I used to be. And I want to give Him thanks for that with you today as we pray. Father, thank you for spiritual growth, spiritual development. Thank you, Lord, that we're not in the same place now as when we first started in our faith. God, may we not forget how far you've brought us, and we understand that a very small step in our faith each day leads to great growth over time. We understand, as we've heard so many times, some of us, that Christianity is not a sprint, it's a marathon. And we know that for marathon training, we need to build up endurance. Lord, you are in the training process to be disciples of Jesus. God, help us today stop and say, thank you, God, that I'm not who I used to be. I know I'm not who I want to be, or I could be, or that I should be. But thank you, Lord, I'm not who I used to be. Thank you, Lord, for the transformation you've done, that if anyone is in Christ, they're a new creation. The old is gone, the new is here. Thank you, God, that I'm a new creation. Thank you, God, that you've not given up on me. And thank you, God, as I stop and smell the spiritual roses today, that you're bringing me closer and drawing me in towards you as I make a conscious decision to grow in my relationship with you. Thank you so much. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.